Time once again for 24 teams in 24 days, presented by Irwin Paint and Body Shop. Jason Jarrett, the head coach of the Happy Valley Warriors, joins us. Morning, Coach. Welcome. How are you, sir?
Doing great this morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. We appreciate your time, as always, as football practice underway. But as evidenced a few weeks ago when we were watching the 7-on-7 up at Hampton, it's been well underway for you guys. How have things been going during the summer, Coach?
Well, we've been busy, just like everybody else has. You know, we've been going at it now since, I think, July 8th or whatever it was there after the dead period. And we're a few weeks in. You know, yesterday was the first day we could officially put full pads on, but it seems like we've been in it now 2 months already. It's been a long process, but our kids are working hard. Our coaches are coaching hard. And we're really looking forward to the upcoming season.
You've added some new ones to your schedule this year. What have you got? Trinity Academy, Unica, and I think Chuckie Doak's on there this year, aren't they?
Yeah, speaking of the schedule, it was an absolute nightmare to make one this year. It was it seemed like I had a full schedule four different times, and due to different things, you know, cancellations and different things like that occurred. But finally, we finally filled it out. It was really late in the game. We kind of thought there for a while we might get stuck with nine games, but yeah, we've got a very challenging schedule ahead of us. You know, it's one that we like in terms of we like playing good football teams, and we have several of those on our schedule this year. It's going to be a challenge for us, but you know, top to bottom in our conference is always tough. You're in and you're out. I say it every year, but I think we play in one of the toughest conferences around. We have some really good football teams in our league and good coaches as well. And you know, our non-conference schedule is going to be a challenge for us as well.
Let's talk about personnel, Coach. The numbers right now, how do they look, and who's back from last year?
Well, you know, we're averaging about mid-40s right now. We'd like to have a few more, but, you know, we're pleased with where that's at. We lost some really good football players last year on our team. We have a very small senior class this year. As a matter of fact, we only have six seniors that's really played football before. So we're going to be relying on a lot of young kids. But our six seniors, they're small in number. But they make up for it with talent and, you know, good kids. So we're looking forward to their senior class. And I'll name off some guys here that are skilled players that we look to do some really good things for us.
Yeah.
We'll start in the backfield with, Jordan Campbell and Will Tittle. Those are two seniors that, they've had plenty of experience these last few years, and we're confident in them being able to tote the rock. They're playmakers for us, and they're going to do some good things. Luke Roberts is a middle linebacker. You know, he had over 100 tackles last year as a junior for us, but he's also going to play the fullback position. Ty Pierce is a guy on the perimeter, wide receiver and defensive back, senior, that we feel is going to make some plays for us this year. And Noah Stevens is competing at the quarterback spot with the junior and Eli Ayers. Both of those guys have done really well, and we've split the time pretty evenly with those. So we're confident in either one of those guys. Blake Young's a junior. Timmy Mount's a junior, Matthew Bond's a junior, Eli Phillips, Gabe Nichols, Andrew Little, Landon Babb, Blake Garman, Dylan Woodby, Caden Campbell. I mean, I get excited talking about our kids at Happy Valley, man. I could sit here and name them all day. But, you know, all of those guys are skilled guys that we feel are going to make really good plays for us on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game for us. And then, as we all know, it starts up front with the big guys. You know, where I feel like we're led there by a senior in Cameron Sloan, who's been a three-year starter for us up there. He's the only senior that we have that plays on the line. So we're very, very young up there. But we have guys like Alex Lunsford, Peyton Primo, who's been injured, but we look to get him back here in a couple weeks. Camden Richardson, Mason Hicks, Drew Turner, Luke Kenniger, Alex Caldwell, Dylan Street, and Cameron Cochran. So, you know, we lost a lot of good football players over these last 4 years and last year, you know, but we feel like that we've had pretty good player development. We have a good bunch of kids that are coachable. They're fun to be around. They work hard. They're bought into the program. And, you know, we're looking forward to the group of guys that we have this year.
Jason Jarrett, head coach, Happy Valley Warriors, 24 teams in 24 days with us on the Monster this morning. Bud?
Coach, one of the things we talk about, well, one of the points I always bring up when we get to this point in the year is the fact that the football season, we seem to wait for it, we seem to wait for it, we seem to wait for it, and then all of a sudden it's here. I imagine not only are you a great coach, I imagine you also to be a great fan of the game. Is there that anticipation as a sports fan, as a football fan, for you to get the season started? And is that tempered by, as a coach, you'd love one more week or two more weeks of preparation?
Man, football is the greatest game in America. I love sports in general, all sports. But I tell you, football to me is the greatest game in America. And I tell our kids that all the time, and we teach it. And, you know, we don't want to disrespect the game by taking a play off or walking on the field at any time. And, our kids are excited. I'm excited. Our whole coaching staff is excited. And, you start really, we take a little bit of time off after the season. You really start hitting the weight room in January, and you spend countless number of hours from January through up to this point. And we're just looking forward to it. Now, to be honest with you, I'm ready to go play somebody else. The first scrimmage coming up this week, and, you know, we're chopping at the bit just to go against somebody else. It seems like we've been doing it forever. And, you know, I'm ready for August 23rd. We were talking about that last night at the end of practice. You know, here in just a couple weeks, you know, we're going to be walking out that door at about 7:20 to run through our tunnel in a stadium full of excited people just like we are. You know, everybody loves football, and we're all excited about it here in our community and all the communities around, and we're just looking forward to going against somebody else.
Yeah, and you mentioned August 23rd, that's against Cloudland. Yeah, a smaller school, but Cloudland's Cloudland, aren't they?
I tell you what, man, Cloudland's going to be tough. They return both their offensive and defensive linemen, all the starters from last year's team. They got some really good skill players. Coach Watt taking over the program up there. He's going to do great jobs. I've had a lot of respect for him. Got to know him. You know, he spent some time at Happy Valley back when I was in middle school, and then I got to know him when he was at Unicoi County. So, you know, he's going to have those guys coming down the mountain August 23rd, and they're going to be looking to get a piece of us, and they're going to be itching to get him a first win as the head coach at Cloudland. So we're going to have our hands full. They're going to be a very challenging football team for us. But, you know, like I said earlier, we like to play good football teams. We feel like that makes us better, and that's one reason why they're on the schedule first game of the year.
What's your scrimmage schedule look like, Coach?
Well, we're going to have three different scrimmages. We're going against Sullivan Central this week. We went against them in 7-on-7. Coach Steger and those guys over there have done a really good job. That's going to be give us a good look. We're going to go against Sullivan East, and then we're going to go up to Avery County in a couple weeks, and we're going to do like a five-way scrimmage up there with some North Carolina teams, and that's a really good scrimmage because you get to see multiple looks in a short amount of time, and you have to adjust on the run kind of like you have to do in the course of a game. And so that's the scrimmage schedule that we're doing. We don't do jamborees. I'm not a big jamboree guy. I'd rather take another scrimmage. I feel like we get more out of that. And so that'll, you know, when you do a more than two-team scrimmage, it counts as two. So that'll be our schedule there for scrimmages.
Jason Jarrett, head coach of Happy Valley. Coach, tell us about your coaching staff this year. Who's on board with you?
Well, we have one of the best in East Tennessee. I tell you that right now, man. I get excited talking about our coaches as I do our players. I have some tremendous guys surrounding me. The success that we've had these last few years have been solely because of the athletes that we have in our hallways and our football team and our coaches, our assistant coaches. Has nothing to do with me. We'll start with our assistant head coach and defensive coordinator, Greg Hyder, whom I played for. Coach Hyder's one of the best defense coordinators this side of the Mississippi. And, we have Steve Pink McKinney coming back to join us as the offensive coordinator. I spent a couple years with him when he's at Happy Valley the first time. Have a lot of respect for what he can do on the offensive side of the ball. We have our quarterbacks coach and defensive back coach and Todd Caldwell. He's a guy that's been with us now ever since I've taken back over. Excited to have him back. He just took over the baseball job at the high school. We thought we were going to lose him there for a little bit due to baseball, but he called me up on the Saturday right before we started back from dead period, and he said, Coach, I've got to come back. I'm miserable. He said, I miss it too much. So I said, we're welcome back with open arms. Kind of one guy that does everything for me is Adam Copeland as well. He's wide receivers coach, outside linebackers coach. He does all of our ordering, passing out our gear, just, you know, does so much for me. So we're blessed to have him back again. We got a new guy that's joined us. He's not really new. He's going to be new first full-time this year with us is Brandon Modern. He's been our head middle school coach the last couple of years, but we're fortunate to get him with us. He's going to take over our JV as the head coach. He also helps with the offensive and defensive line. He's another guy that's Mr. Do-It-All for us. going to be our JV offensive coordinator is Jim Green. He also helps with offensive line, defensive line. This will be his second year back with us. Randy Farrell, you know, I tell everybody he can coach badminton and win championships. He's done it all. Offensive line, middle linebacker coach. And then we got a new guy joining this year. He's coming off the basketball courts, Chuck Babb. He's going to help with the running backs and offensive or outside linebackers. You know, and I've said all along, you know, you can coach anything. In one sport, you can coach all sports. Good coach is a good coach, and he's one of them. So, you know, we're blessed to have these guys. And, you know, they're all, first and foremost, they're great men. They believe in the values that we have. They share the same values as we do. They love our kids, first and foremost, and they coach hard. And I'm very, very, very blessed to have these men part of our staff. We're looking forward to, you know, putting a good product out on the field this year that everybody can be proud of. You know, our community deserves it. And we're led by great men and our assistant coaching staff.
I dated myself a little bit. I did Chuck's games when he was playing and on the court for Charlie Bayless all those years. So good to have him on board. You mentioned Brandon Modern. It's important, isn't it, Coach, to have everybody on the same page as far as the middle school when they get to the high school. It's a little bit of a leap that they don't have to make. At least they know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Coach Modern, he's done a tremendous job over there as the head coach at the middle school. He is he's deserved the opportunity to step on up to the high school. That's one goal that he's had for a while now. And we worked hand-in-hand. As a matter of fact, when he was our head middle school coach, he did more than a middle school coach would ever normally be asked of. He was always there on Friday nights. Just he'd show up on snow days, help paint the locker rooms and do different things. So he deserved the opportunity. And, you know, stepping into the JV role as the head coach, you know, that's extremely important in player development. And him and Coach Green, that's our two main, you know, JV guys. You know, those two guys, they're going to do a tremendous job. You know, Brandon's going to kind of take the defense, and Coach Green's going to take the offense. And we have the utmost confidence in both of those guys. And we feel like we're going to get better each and every Monday nights because they're going to be led by two great men like them. And Coach Babb's going to come in and help out on with the JV as well. And like I said about him, you know, if you can coach one sport, you can coach them all. He's just jumped right in and picked it up. And, you know, like I said, we'll get better every Monday night because of those three guys.
Region 1 AA, who is or who are the teams to beat? And what's it take for Happy Valley to be a part of that?
Hey, whoever we're playing on Friday night can win it all, man. That's how it is in our league. I mean, honestly, you know, you start with Hampton. I think they lost five kids last year. So they're absolutely loaded. They're going to be loaded for the next two or three years. Their middle school's been tremendous these last few years. I think it starts with them. And Sullivan North and South Green are right there with them. Sullivan North was decimated with injuries last year. From what I've been told, they've got all those kids back that were injured and that they lost throughout the course of the season. And South Green, led by Coach Ferran down there, he's doing a great job. You know, we had a battle last game of the season last year. You know, they went three deep in the playoffs last year. So they've got some skilled athletes down at South Green like they always do. And then they've got some transfers in from Greenville, I heard. A big lineman came in. It's going to help them out down there. So, you know, our conference, like I said, it's really, really tough. And then you got Cosby as well. I don't know that Cosby even lost a kid off of last year's team. So they're going to be much improved. Coach Hall does a good job down there. So it's going to be battle week in, week in now on these conference games.
He's Jason Jarrett, head coach, Happy Valley. Coach, always good to talk to you. We appreciate your time this morning, and let us know if we can do anything for you, okay?
Hey, buddy, I appreciate you. I got one more thing I want to talk about. I want to encourage these Warrior faithful fans to come out and meet us for Meet the Warriors. Our kids have put in a lot of work over the course of the offseason. We get to walk them out through the tunnel and making them look good in their jerseys and all that good stuff this Saturday night, starting at 7:00, Meet the Warriors. It's going to be a community pep rally of sorts. We're going to have inflatables. We're going to do a youth club mini coaching clinic from 5:30 to 6:30 for our guys down at the Warriors Junior Association. Our players are going to run a little mini camp for those kids, but for the same time, 5:30 to 6:30, and then all the festivities going to start at 7:00. You know, we're going to have food, inflatables. We're going to be selling souvenirs, Warpath bricks, season tickets, all those good things. So we'd love to have a full stadium like always. And We want to give back to the community that gives us so much, and that's one great way we can work with our young kids in our community and also show off our high school kids at all. It'll be from youth club football teams, cheerleading teams, middle school football and cheerleading, and high school football and cheerleading. So we're going to have a packed stadium, hopefully, and looking forward to Saturday night and just introducing all these great kids in our community.
Yeah, thank you, because I saw that article from Matt last night about that, so I'm glad you brought it up. I had it here to put on my notes, and I'd forgotten it, so thank you. That's Saturday evening over at the Warriors Stadium, Meet the Warriors Night. Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Talk to you soon. Jason Jarrett, head coach, Happy Valley Warriors, 24 teams in 24 days, presented by Irwin Paint and Body Shop.